IRCC portal. IRCC is responsible for Canadian immigration, refugee protection, and citizenship. Its acts are backed by sets of regulations that have the weight of the law. These regulations include definitions, licensing requirements, performance specifications, exemptions, and forms. IRCC login portal is a secure environment allowing users to conduct business electronically with Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Canada, IRCC. IRCC portal requires a unique, government-issued credential to access. The secure credential is linked to an IRCC account and cannot be recovered or reset. It also does not contain any personal information, so it is important to keep it safe. Before using the portal, you must register for a GC key or sign in partner user ID and password. This can be done from the IRCC portal homepage or from the GC key welcome page. You must also agree to the GC key terms and conditions and correctly answer the identity validation question to complete the enrollment process. How to create an IRCC profile. If you're an aspiring immigrant to Canada, you can create a profile online at the IRCC website. The profile will be used to assess your eligibility for the Express Entry Program. The registration process is free and will only take a few minutes to complete. Once you've created a profile, you can log back in to check the status of your application. Before you can access the IRCC portal, you must register for a GC key user ID and password. You can do this from the IRCC portal for designated learning institutions page. Click Continue to GC key and follow the instructions to sign in. You will need to read the GC key terms and conditions and click I accept. Once you've signed in, you can then proceed to the IRCC portal enrollment request questionnaire. Depending on your circumstances, you may need to submit biometrics, such as fingerprints and a photograph, in order to get an appointment at the IRCC office. If you're applying for a visitor visa, work or study permit, permanent residence, refugee or asylum status, or citizenship, you will need to provide this information before your case can be processed. The IRCC is responsible for processing visas, permits, and applications for citizenship. It is also responsible for the screening of refugees and the issuing of Canadian passports. It is important to remember that, during the strike, there may be delays in these services. IRCC is currently operating with reduced staffing levels and cannot process all requests. As a result, some in-person appointments may have to be rescheduled. Citizenship ceremonies and immigration events that were planned for during the strike will be rescheduled. How to log in IRCC? To log into the IRCC portal, visit the website first and click the Login to IRCC portal button. Once you have logged in, you will see a screen that asks for your GC key user ID and password. If you do not have a GC key, you can sign up for one by clicking the Create Account link at the bottom of the page. You can then select the type of account you need and follow the instructions to create a password. Once you have your GC key, you can log into the IRCC portal. If you are applying for permanent residence, PR, in Canada, the IRCC portal is the best way to access your application details. It is a secure and convenient way to check the status of your application and keep up with the progress of your case. If you have a family member in Canada who is also applying for PR, you can share your account with them. You can also use the IRCC portal to upload a photo of yourself for your PR card, which should be a digital or scanned image. If you are a client's authorized representative, you can access the IRCC portal to submit a PR application on their behalf. However, you must confirm that they are the principal applicant and provide the email addresses of anyone they are acting on behalf of. Once you have done this, IRCC will email you a link to the IRCC portal and the credentials you need to log in. Your client will be responsible for signing the Declaration and Consent and IMM 5669 form through the portal. How can I contact IRCC? You can connect with IRCC via email, phone, or web. You can also visit an IRCC office in person to get more information. IRCC is an agency that manages immigration, refugees, and citizenship in Canada. If you are applying for a visa or residence permit, it is important to keep in contact with the agency. You can use the IRCC website or the Canadian Immigration Helpline to find out about the status of your application. You can also visit a Client Support Center, CSC, or an Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Canada, CIC, office in your area. However, these offices can be difficult to reach if you are outside of Canada. Calling an IRCC office from abroad is often frustrating, as the agency discourages phone calls from people outside of Canada. The call centers can even refuse to talk to you if they detect that you are calling from abroad. You can try to avoid this by blocking your caller ID, but this may not work. It is also possible to call IRCC from abroad to ask about the status of your application. Nevertheless, it is best to use email or a web form instead of a phone call. IRCC does not want to be swamped with requests from people outside of Canada asking about their application status, and they would rather answer those queries by mail or online. Whenever you contact IRCC, they will assign you a unique number called a UCI or Unique Client Identifier. This number consists of 8 or 10 digits and is unique to you. The 10-digit number is used for permanent residents, while the 8-digit one is for temporary residence applicants. If you are applying for IRCC's Express Entry Program, you will need to create an online profile. This profile is used to assess your eligibility for various immigration programs in Canada. It includes personal details such as age, work experience, education, language ability in English and French, ties to Canada, and family details.